everyone, welcome back to my page called Mold Yourself to Save a Version of You. So on my earlier episode, I just described you about the history related to social work in India, and I think I discussed with you about the scenarios which plays major roles in development. So today in this episode, I'm going to elaborate you step by step about some scenarios. Like, first we start from educational scenario. Like we all know, knowledge building is an important function of a group work or in a social work. So in that sense, the ancient Gurukula system had been inquired as a form of a social work. So Gurukulam is yet another unique features of our ancient history of India. Like, the system began from the Vedic time, from 1500 to 600 BC, and there are some features which lies under the system. Like, a teacher possesses the 9 qualities of Brahma as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, that are peacefulness, self-control, discipline, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and something about religion. So proper motivation and proper disposition and natural qualification based on inbuilt attributes form an integral part of student's candidature. So student must have to follow strict rule during the entire term. So under when Gurukula, student came under it, then he or she must have to follow all kind of system. Like, round development of students is taken care by guru, or student must live in the house of mentor during that period, or you can also call formative period. And the center of educational system lies on the principle of worshipping God. So all subjects taught were from Vedic literature, and it also contained necessary subjects like art, science, or material of kind of some spiritual subjects as well. So contemporary group work or social work is restricted to the person, or vary from people to people, who share some need or problem or had the same objective. Similarly, when the Gurukul was confirmed, only about a group or a community, then that group of has been created or named as Brahmin boys. So they share a similar interest and objectives, then strive together towards the attainment of their objectives. So when you come towards scenario which is based on religion, like, caste system is a unique feature of our Indian society, which was established during 100 BC to 600, where caste commands much importance in the Indian social life. Even today, plays important in our social life. So caste system provides identification to its member and determine their social status. Like, caste rules govern the social and family life of its member. Also, gradually it provides psychological support to people. When over to over years changes have taken place in the traditional caste system, like along with the social changes and through Sanskritization or some kind of social legislation, then after that, the democratic caste system is capable of acting as a pressure group. So through caste system, secure or conduct some kind of demerits or backgrounds, and brought about social discrimination regarding religion among the members or among the communities related to the caste, gives a sense of belongingness and the strength to work for their common needs. And welfare also take part in this. Hence, we can also consider as an aspect of social work. So when we see about the Christians scenario, like in the Christian missionaries also require special mention in the content of social work before independent. When the missionary activities started at the time of Britishers, the devotee services rendered by the Christian missionaries and impact of Christianity were significantly instrumental in bringing about a change or just giving outlook of Indian, especially towards the prevalent social evils like sati or kind of restriction of widows' remarriage. Then after that, Christian missionaries are an organized group of people which engaged in the work of spreading of gospel or were get active in the colonial period. So since the Christian missionaries visited India at the different time, the education about the mission culture began to flourish from 1900. So I remembered when it was a time of 1928, Mr. Or you can call, there is a priest of Bandel Church who was entrusted to the Roman Catholic group of Salesians of John Bosco. So throughout the colonial period and after, they established branches of John Bosco schools which are spread among different states of India right now. And there the Christian missionaries followed some ideas and they also developed social awareness among the people. So when we see some points in Christian missionaries, like they laid emphasis on improvement of indigenous language and literature. Also they spread education as a work which gives some kind of spiritual or as well as the social work. So when they need to reform of Hindu social institution, which was also advocated by the Serampore, they get instrumental in passing of laws. And that time Serampore was the pioneer in the field of printing and publication also. So when we see the champion Bengal peasants cause, then they came in contact with the villagers. Reality made them aware of the anomalies of the colonial land, also about the policies of revenue, and as well as they make them know about the judicial systems. And that time the Christian missionaries worked for creating public opinion in England and India in favor of reform in various kind of socio-economic system in India. So I think I discussed with you about the two religious scenario, one from Hinduism and another was the Christian missionaries. I hope you will must listen this episode and get to know about the religious scenario which enacted in development and also help India to get involved more in social work. So thank you.